What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What is it? Blazers, huh?
Yeah, I guess, man.
All right, see you later. Yeah. Big gulps, huh?
Cool.
They have seen a drop of 60% in their ratings over the last year, which I think is, I mean, it's a crux of things. You lose your best player in franchise history.
Stop.
And he is. Mm, he no, is, Rashawn. Okay, well, just come to terms with it.
I will not, but keep going.
You also have a terrible TV deal. And, I mean, the team is just not good. They are now in their third 7-game losing streak of the season, which might continue on. Their next game, I believe it's against the Hornets. So, hey.
Yes, it is.
Fingers crossed. They actually play today at 6 o'clock. Catch the fever. Let's see. It says on ESPN, tickets as low as $4. They might pay you to go to the game.
Give them joints away for free. Mm. You know, a Jamba Juice or something like that. Like,
can I move down into the first level if I buy a $4 ticket?
Quite possible. We used to all the time.
But yeah, it's we're down bad right now. But when the ratings are showing that they're down that bad, 60%, one, that sucks. But also, get used to it. I don't think that's going to change next year. I don't think it's going to change the year after. I mean, this team's obviously looking at a lottery pick, and they're likely going to be using that lottery pick. I mean, there's no reason to be trying to make moves to make this team a winner right now. Or to compete. I thought they should have traded Brogdon at the deadline. I thought that, the Jeremy Grant thing, we'll see what happens in the offseason there. I mean, you signed him to a contract, so he's locked up. But this ain't something that's going to change within the next year. It's not like, you know, we're going to get this insane development out of these guys. I mean, out of Scoot and maybe Shaden. But the thing is with him is just staying healthy and staying on the floor. Buckle up. This is what the Blazers are going to look like for possibly at least beyond this season, the next 2 to 4 seasons. This ain't going to change. This ain't going to change. And again, when we get a drafted player in top 5 in what is being called one of the worst draft classes in a while, like, you're hoping that maybe you get that Alexandria Sarr kid out of Australia. I've seen some other Blazer fans saying that they want Cody Williams out of Colorado, that he would fit well. The nice thing is the top 5 guys on the mock draft board are all like small forwards, power forwards, 6'8", 6'7", 6'9", guys, maybe a little bit taller than that. But again, it's like, all right, well, if you're going the youth movement, then you'll get some people to watch at the beginning of next year. But then as soon as they start drifting back into this territory, you're looking at the same amount of ratings as you are right now. It's a tough sled. And Jody in that franchise, they've got a lot of changes that they need to make as far as if they want to get fans back into the stadium and back watching the game. Hey, maybe a new mascot, like a Sasquatch or something like that. They get to introduce things. That. Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Man. So we knew it would be like this. I mean, let's be real. Dame's not the best player the Blazers ever had. I'm sorry, a dude that's never won a game in the conference finals. I have a hard time saying he's the best player when you had another dude who was only comparable to Michael Jordan. That's another story. That's for another day. That's cool. The TV deal that the Blazers have always had has always sucked. And so if you're outside of Portland and you want to see the Blazers play, unless you had Comcast at that point or Xfinity or whatever we want to call it, then you weren't able to do that. If you had DirecTV, you weren't able to see the Blazers play. If you had NBA TV and that's where the Blazers were for the night, and you had DirecTV or any other cable or satellite provider, you weren't able to see the Blazers play. They're the only team in the league that's had a very specific deal with specific companies and nobody else. You can't watch any other team you can watch every other team but yours on any given night, because unless you have Root Sports, which who has Root Sports? I bought Fubo, the app, because I kind of cancel cable. It's the most expensive app that I have. Why do I have this? I have it to watch the Blazers. There's no other reason. I can get ABC and all the other channels everywhere else. I don't really need Fubo. But for whatever reason, I got it, and I got it to watch the Blazers. I never watch them. It's boring. We know the end of this game. We know how this is going to go. The Blazers are going to probably have a nice lead or something like a nice lead in third if they are up, and they're going to find a way to trick that in the fourth, and then the game is over. We know we're probably going to see 60% of what the team is because most guys are hurt, and so you never see – we haven't seen a full – roster of this Blazers unit since like the first or second game of the season. Outside of that, somebody's always down, somebody's been hurt. Obviously Robert Williams since like the second week of the season or whenever it was, and you end up losing him. They're not competitive. Chauncey's made no adjustments outside of taking Scoot out of the starting lineup, putting him on the bench, putting him back in the starting lineup.
Then now Scoot is hurt immediately after the All-Star break, stuff. And it's dope. So like the one reason that you would maybe get me to watch is to watch his development, and now he's out.
Yeah. And so viewership is down. Absolutely it's down. Nobody wants to watch this product. And then because you've isolated the rest of the NBA, nobody was already watching your product. So unless you live in Portland, unless you live in Washington, that area, you weren't watching the Blazers play.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And now that everybody sucks, or the team kind of sucks, you're definitely not watching the Blazers play. It's not surprising. There's nothing surprising about this whole thing, and hearing that the ratings were down is like, yeah, when you're getting blown out, you know, by 30 most games, and you're 9 games behind, you know, the second worst team in your division, there's not much reason to watch. You're one of the 5th worst teams in the NBA. You're one of the 5 worst teams in the NBA.
15-40 is where their record stands at right now.
Like, come on, man. This is not surprising. And for anybody that was surprised, like, I'm sorry. Whenever you lose, even with Damian Lillard, they were one of the worst records in the league last year. Like, if we forget that part. Even with a healthy Damian Lillard for most of the season, you're still one of the worst records in the league last year.
Well, granted, they, you know, shut him down towards the last part of the season. That expedited that.
Yeah, but even still, like,
That expedited that.
But even at that point, they were nowhere close to the play-in. Even at that point, when they decided to shut Dame down, like, and that's, if you're not close to the play-in, that means you're not in 10th place. You're not close to 10th place. That's where the Blazers were last year. So this isn't surprising at all. I mean, the Go Blazers still support, because you know the come-up is coming, but we're just not sure when.
Oh, buddy. I mean, again, I think you're looking at least 2 to 4 years.
I'll say closer to 2 than 4. I'd probably say that, because with the players you have now, I think it's coaching. That's me. That's the first thing. I think you get a new coach in there.
What do you consider the come up? Like, where they've been? Like, fighting for a lower seed?
Like I said,
just playing game territory? Like,
yeah, I think that's where it starts. That's where it started for OKC.
That's where, yeah.
You know, that's where it starts. Like, you just start with the play-in. You start with getting, that's where it started for Memphis and Ja. Like, okay, let's just kind of get into the playoffs and we'll figure it out from there. Because the play-in is still a playoff game. Like, it is what it is. And so, yeah, I think they're closer than we think, because, again, we still haven't seen what this team healthy all the way could potentially be.
I'm not surprised the ratings are down. I'm kind of shocked that there are still fans out there that are kind of trying to put this on just the Root Sports price raise. I think you put it perfectly, Joe. It is kind of a combination of both.
I sent an angry email to Root, too.
Yeah.
I was so pissed.
Well, the $20 almost up a month. It's like, dude, no fan loves sports that much here in Portland. Like, I'm sorry, we are more general sports fan. We're not in the Pacific Northwest, especially just Portland and the Willamette Valley. We don't have enough diehard Portland Trailblazers fans to support an entire channel. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, the Mariners, who are running Root Sports, have done an absolute terrible job of doing that. The Blazers are stuck in a horrible deal. And hopefully in 2 years, they can just offer, you know, access just like via a monthly package, like some teams are starting to do. Did you see the Phoenix Suns, you guys, are just putting all of their games on local TV for free? And I advocate, because their owner says, hey, you know what? I think we're going to be able to make this money up in other ways. This product is going to sell itself. The Blazers aren't there yet, but as a professional franchise, I think that's a big way to get some eyes. Just bring them in for free. Get some eyes in. The money's going to come later. Honestly,
that's the way it used to be. But things used to be.
Hey, when I was down in Arizona a few weeks back, I mean, that I watched 2 Phoenix Suns games, not the entire games, but as I'm flipping around in the hotel and trying to find things, something to watch, I did watch Shrek for about 15 minutes. I mean
that's a nice
classic.
It's not embarrassing at all.
No.
It's a great movie.
No, exactly. I saw that. I was like, I'll F with Shrek for 15 minutes. But then I flipped over to the Suns game because it was on just their local NBC, whatever affiliate down there in Phoenix. It was, again, it's like, wow, what a concept.
Well, and they also have a product you want to watch. And so it's only 30% of it is the whole access part. The Blazers put themselves in this position. They've essentially told fans, guess what? It's the preseason for the next 3 years. You're watching player development. And me, I'm still mad at the franchise for getting rid of, sorry, Rashad, their best player of all time. And I am a hard pressed, like, it's going to take a lot for me. I'm a hard pressed attitude now. Whenever I turn the any basketball game on, I would much rather just watch Dame. I'd much rather watch national basketball than anything local at this point. It's just frustrating.
Yeah, it's a bummer. So they have 2 games left in February. They have the chance to go winless in February. Let's go. The last time they went winless in a month was 21-22 season in April, when that was one of their tanking years to finish out the year. That was the season before they went after and before they drafted Shaedon Sharpe. They went winless in April, which was 0-6. But then the last time they went winless in a month before that was 2012-2013, Dame's rookie year. They went winless in April as well. They went 0-9.
So Scoot's on track for a great career then.
Well,
right? You know, I mean, it's happened before with your franchise's best player, right? So,
yeah, it just sucks. It sucks, man. I've said before, it's, you know, me personally, I'm just sick and tired of seeing my teams just suck. And even if they are good, just like
you shouldn't be an Orioles fan.
Hey,
I'm just saying, if you're tired of watching,
hit a home run in his first spring training at bat, and then he threw down to second to rookie Jackson Holliday, throwing a guy out at second that was trying to steal an
draw
Adley.
Win.
What are you doing? I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I had to get to my Newburgh Grizzlies season finale, where we did win that.
There you go. Congrats.
Finished the season with a dub. Coach Fisher leading the boys to victory. 5-2 season. Face adversity. You know, we got more heart than that Blazers team does.
Hey, man, you might need to coach.
I mean, listen, X's and O's are not my forte. I think it's just, you know, getting in.
So you're more Mark Jackson than you are Steve Kerr.
No, I'd say I'm more like Dan Campbell, you know. Like, we're going to bite some kneecaps, okay? I know that's a football coach, but I don't know a basketball coach that in the NBA that has that mentality.
Certainly not Chauncey, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. Trust me, I was dependent on my assistant coach a little bit more for the X's and O's aspects
probably
of it.
Mike Brown.
Ooh, I like that.
Mike Brown?
Yeah.
He got tossed this week, too, and he was angry, as he should have been.
Mike Brown's got a little FU attitude to him. Yeah, I tell the boys, I sell them on the fact that work hard.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard out there.
Tibbs.
Hustle. Yeah. I think so. Not playing my starters 40 minutes a game, though. We're getting good rotations out there. We're getting kids breathers. Yeah,
Tibbs going to get all his money's worth out of those superstars.
I'll never forget how happy I was at my 7th grade basketball coach for getting kicked out of the game because he just kept counting every time the other team was down on offense how long their center stood in the paint. He's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he's not calling it. They never called 3 in the key. Finally, they teed up our coach and kicked him out of the game. I still, to this day, remember that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.